Yesterday on Ozarks, we discussed an upcoming event taking place in four different cities in Arkansas to foster conversation about climate change. The Arkansas Citizens Climate League's Arkansas Climate Accord will be an informational session and fundraiser that takes place Saturday the 27th in Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Jonesboro, and Little Rock simultaneously. Money raised will be used to send citizens to Washington, D.C. to meet with members of the Arkansas Congressional Delegation. Yesterday, we heard how citizens prepare to talk to policymakers about their concerns with climate change. Today, we'll hear from organizers of the events to find out why they want Arkansans from different backgrounds with different ideas and questions to participate next weekend. Mark Mulcurran, the Little Rock Citizens Climate Lobby Group leader, is an owner of a small farm in central Arkansas. He and his wife are raising three children, and he says the farm and the children are more than enough reasons to be concerned about the future.
We've been worried about climate change for a long time, but when I learned about what Citizens Climate Lobby is doing in terms of trying to pass legislation and advocate for climate change here and now, and or mitigating climate change here and now, it seemed like a very focused, action-oriented group, and it seemed like a good place to put my energy to try and actually achieve something meaningful.
Kim Lovely, the business and community engagement leader for the Arkansas Citizens Climate Lobby, says members of the group can make a difference by engaging with congressional representatives through the lobbying efforts in Washington, D.C.
I think it's so important for us to have these respectful conversations with our representatives. And I have to say, just being a part of this whole movement, this whole community, has really tamed me in a way where I can approach these topics in a way where we can really find appreciation for what our Congress people are doing, the work that they're doing. We acknowledge it, and then we can also turn around and talk about what it is that's on our minds.
One of the four simultaneous events will be in Fort Smith at Marble Hall on Garrison Avenue. Jo Elskin is helping prepare for the Fort Smith event. She says it's an opportunity for people who have become concerned about the future of the climate to discuss what can be done. She says her involvement developed in a very similar manner.
I'm at yoga, and I look at the TV, and it shows this horrible weather. And I'm like, ugh. And the person next to me says, well, you can thank, you know, climate change. And I looked at her and went, really? You too?
Elskin says just the realization that somebody next to her at yoga was concerned about climate change motivated her to become more involved. And she says that led to her believing something could actually be accomplished.
Getting involved with this group meant that I realized that there are actual things that we can do. And I think that's a big thing for maybe baby boomers who are starting to recognize that that things really are bad and that this is not a hoax. But what can we do? So the group has specific doable goals. And in order to achieve them, they have meetings where they're training you how to approach people who don't agree with you. And I'm a retired teacher, taught debate, communication, theater, and that concept of meeting people where they are and helping them transition to where we think we should be is just, you know, that's just what needs to happen.
That, meeting people where they are to engage in the realities of climate challenges, is not just a goal, according to Mark Mulcurran, the Little Rock farmer and father helping organize the Central Arkansas Climate Accord. He says it's a necessity.
In the past, it has been too much owned by one party, and not approaches to solving climate change haven't acknowledged the values. And they haven't acknowledged the values of various important groups in our society. And until we can acknowledge the values of a representative portion of this country, we can't move forward and try and get something done. So I am optimistic that this is our best shot. That said, I really wish that we had taken this shot 20 or 30 years ago.
Kim Lovely with the Arkansas Citizens Climate Lobby says that's why the group is taking a shot now at getting more people involved in discussions about the science behind climate. She says the concept behind each of the four events included in this month's accord is to allow access to people who might feel otherwise daunted or overwhelmed by it all.
We invite people that want to be part of this positive change. And because this is an issue that we just can't go on being passive about anymore. We have to have these conversations, and we need to talk about it with one another and be comfortable doing it. And these events, all four events, are going to just be such a, come on out for a refreshing, nonpartisan experience on a critical issue, and we welcome everyone across the political spectrum and the social spectrums as well.
The Arkansas Citizens Climate League's second Climate Accord is Saturday, April 27th at four different locations. In Fort Smith, the Accord will be held from 5:30 to 8 on the 27th at Marble Hall on Garrison Avenue. In Fayetteville, the same day, from 4:30 to 7 at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. There are also events in Little Rock and Jonesboro. You can learn more at arkccl.org. That's arkccl.org. This is Ozarks at Large.